Too many people have been watching Grand Designs, probably, have they?
Well, that's exactly right.
And they kind of get that feeling that, you know, well, I mean, that show particularly, it seems to be an endless well of money, and it's all the top range sort of thing. And people get that idea in their head that when they renovate, that's what they have to do.
That's right.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
My tip and my advice is, if you're renovating to profit non-sell, the first thing you should do once you've decided or bought the property, well, number one is to have a discussion about the property that you're looking to buy with the agent that's got the property for sale. If we did X, Y, Z, what could we reasonably expect it to make in the current marketplace? Now, current is that day. Now, it may take some time to do the renovation, so it might be 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 months, whatever down the track, but at least you can make an assessment of where it is, because if in 6 months' time the market increases, well, the base value of your property will increase as well. So you'd have to pay more later on in any case. But I suppose what you need to then understand is if you've purchased a property and you're thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to do to improve its value and on-sell it, grab an agent on the basis that perhaps you'll list it with them at the end anyway. Get an agent to come along, have a look at what you're proposing to do. This is what I'm thinking of doing. This is the level of specification I'm thinking of achieving. I'm thinking of doing this, I'm thinking of doing that. One of the things I'll say clearly, if you're saying I'm thinking of doing something, those of you that want to embark on a DIY style renovation, do it yourself, make sure you have the ability to do it yourself.
It's a good point.
If you've never tiled before, probably not.
No, probably not a good idea to start.
A good idea to start on something that you're trying to, you know, showpiece for sale.
Mm.
If you've, you know, if you're not a very, very good with attention to detail, and your painting is always all over the skirting boards and architraves and on the cornices, then maybe get someone. If you are handy, then that's great. And I know I've seen a lot of handy jobs and thought, geez, I tell you what, that's as good as a tradesman. Attention to detail has been great. But there are certain jobs and fixes that really should be left to tradesmen.
You need specialists.
Plumbers.
Things like plumbing, electricians.
Electrical.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things.
Even things like roofing, where there's a bit of a danger involved
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. So there's a lot of stuff that you really need to have a look at and say, am I able to do it? Because one of the first, or do I have the skill to do it? Because one of the first thing when the buyer comes to the property is they look at it and go, done it themselves, have they?
Mm.
Looks a bit bodgy. So it can be picked. You might be very, and oh, look, you know, you might be very proud to see what you've achieved, but at the end of the day, will that meet a level of specification that that a buyer will appreciate? Now,
and someone's going to put it under more scrutiny than yourself would as
well.
That's
right. If you go back to the block last year, I remember quite clearly John McGrath on that program and the fellow from Bell Magazine, whatever his name, but John, on a couple of times at first impression, walking into a couple of rooms, said, this is very impressive. However, let down by the attention to detail. And some of the jobs that they embarked on doing themselves, they really didn't have the skill to complete them properly. And therefore, that has a negative effect on the purchase price,
well, on the
sale price later on.
Well, we talked about that in the past. And if your first impression is negative, then
that's right.
It's hard to go uphill from there.